Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Pirelli tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We are live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. Keep it locked here for the next hour. It's going to be a great one. We got baseball justice with David Justice at the bottom, and then Trash Talking Tuesday. You'll get 30 to 40 seconds to trash anyone or anything in the world of sports. You should call in about 35 minutes or so. Get your takes ready and come correct. Rob Parker himself was trashing the New York Jets for sticking with Zach Wilson, not having a plan B, and then when you finally do get a plan B, it's Trevor Siemian.
Right.
Not good. Rob, let's stick with the NFL. And speaking of plan Bs, Baker Mayfield, who he's about on his plan D or E. The Browns, the Panthers, the Rams, and now the Buccaneers. But, you know, he's been playing all right, playing decent football. They off to a 2-0 start, but lost their first game last night, 25-11 to the Philadelphia Eagles. And Rob, the Eagles are interesting. They were my Super Bowl pick, you know, team to reach the Super Bowl this year. I picked them in the preseason and picked them actually to win it all. And I feel good about my pick right now. They haven't wowed people, because, you know, they haven't been the most exciting or even dominating team off to this 3-0 start. But I feel like, Rob, they are going to keep improving as the season goes on. It is a long season with 17 games. Teams go up, teams go down. And I think they will just continue to improve because they do have two new coordinators on both sides of the ball, offense and defense. And so I think they're still getting used to, you know, the new way they're doing things. But even so, after facing two teams out of the three opponents that have made the playoffs, that made the playoffs last year, they still are averaging the same amount of points as they averaged last year, 28. They're giving up slightly fewer, 20 points last year, 19 this year. And their front line, offensive and defensive lines, Rob, have been phenomenal, to say the least. They have run the ball down teams' throats the last 2 weeks. They're averaging like 120 you know, 80 yards roughly, rushing the football, about 175 the last 2 weeks. That's given them time of possession advantages that are crazy. Last night, 39 minutes with the ball, only 21 for Tampa Bay. And defensively, Rob, they are allowing a ridiculous 48 yards a game rushing to their opponent. So I think that they got something good going. Jalen hasn't been great throwing the football, and I think he'll improve in that, because that's really the one thing you're looking at saying, all right, they got to get better at that, and their defensive backfield could be better.
Yeah, I my eye test is the Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts was a monster last year. He is not a monster, at least Chris, through the first three games. Three touchdowns, three interceptions. Just watching the game last night, he missed some throws. I just looked at him. The numbers haven't been great. Just average. First game, I mean, I should say they had two interceptions.
Yep.
Last night against Tampa, he had one against Minnesota. And their first two wins, you know, Minnesota winless. New England had only one. What are they, 1-2 now? They lost their first two.
Yeah.
And Tampa was a good test on the road, so to get the win. But just Jalen Hurts, I'm not saying he's no good or anything. I'm just saying he's not the player so far that he was a year ago. And maybe it's the offensive coordinator. Maybe it's changes. But he doesn't. He was almost unstoppable a year ago. And I don't know if he's not throwing the football as well. Can you do something to beat this team? You know, like that's the great, that's what made him so tremendous is we know he can run the football, Chris. But then last year he was able to pass the ball. And I think, you know, you have to pick your poison. And now he just doesn't look like he's exactly the same passing the football from a year ago. Year ago, he's off to a great start already, and people are like, oh, this guy's got a chance to be an MVP. Not after three games. I don't remember exactly. But, you know, he was on that track for most of the season. So that's what concerns me a little bit, the personnel changes in the coordinators and if that affects him at all in the passing game.
Yeah, I mean, that's been, like I said, that's been their weakness, or if you want to call it that, at this point. There's no denying he hasn't looked as good throwing the football.
Just he hasn't. Even if
last
Eagles
year,
fans.
Look, last year only threw for 3,700 yards. So it's not like he was throwing around like Tua or Patrick Mahomes, but he was, you know, more effective than he has been in the first three games. Now, His completion percentage is higher now, slightly. It was 66 last year, 60, almost 68 this year, percent. But he missed some passes last night. He made some really nice throws. The first touchdown to Zacchaeus was a great pass. You know, he made some nice throws, but what you're looking for, Rob, is consistency.
That's all.
And he doesn't have to be like Mahomes, as we
mentioned. Nobody's saying that,
because
right?
They've got the run game. That's great. They've got the defense. That's great. So you just want him to, you know, continue to run the football well when he does and make some big plays off with his passing. And I think he will, Rob. The thing I like about Hurts, or one of the things, is his work ethic. He's a leader. He's professional. And we talked about it a couple years ago, Rob. He worked his tail off in the offseason and got way better throwing the football. So I think he'll work it out, because I trust his character. And also, Rob, they got great receivers. A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Dallas Goedert at the tight end. Like, he's got folks to throw to, folks that will get open, folks that can run without after the catch. And so I think his work ethic, his holding himself to such a high standard, and their quality receivers, not to mention the running game. Like, their running game will open up the pass. You have to be so concerned about them running the football down your throats that it's going to open up things in the pass game. So I agree that he has not looked great throwing the football to this point. And interestingly, Rob, he's coming off probably the best game he's had in the NFL throwing the football, which was in the Super Bowl. Remember, he threw for over 300 yards. Was fantastic.
That was a showcase game.
Yeah.
Right.
So you thought, okay, he's going to really come out on fire throwing the ball this year. But I think a new coordinator can affect you. He's not playing badly, but he just hadn't been lighting it on fire like he did last year.
Saying, the look last night especially, and maybe, you know, I saw, you know, forget the picks, Chris. There were a couple throws I just looked at and were like, last year I think he was making those a little bit and just didn't seem to be as sharp as maybe a year ago. But it's a long way to go. Time to get acclimated to the new OC and continue to build on it. You know, we'll see if his name. Do you expect him to be in the hunt for the MVP? Chris? Yeah.
I mean, he's not right. It's early, obviously.
No, but it's
obviously
early.
Tua's the front runner right now.
Tua's is a big time front runner. After
yeah,
that game.
Yeah, he's the big time front runner. I had Micah up there after two games, but obviously he fell off, and it's going to be tough as a defensive player anyway. I think Mahomes, he was my preseason pick. Mahomes, he will be there. You know, I think he'll be there for sure. He doesn't have the greatest weapons outside of Kelce, but he just is what he is. The interesting thing is, Rob, there aren't – I mean, when you look at the quarterbacks, Lamar has been okay, but not MVP-like. Josh Allen has been better the last two weeks, but his numbers haven't been huge. Burrow obviously battling with the injuries. Trevor Lawrence playing surprisingly poorly.
Poorly.
Justin
Herbert.
They're
off to an 0-3 start, Chris. They're in trouble.
No, 1-2.
Oh,
Tennessee. Jacksonville. But he is, he just hasn't been as good as people were expecting him to be. So I think a lot of the leaders, you know, the guys that we would look at or we looked at as MVP front runners aren't really, you know, nobody's off to a great start outside of Tua. So I think that could help Hurts if he gets hot. Obviously, if they go win 13 or 14 games, Rob, that almost automatically puts him in it if his numbers are decent, right?
I'll tell you what, the Tua, that 70-point clinic, Chris, like that puts you out there. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like
yeah.
You put on a show, people will not forget that performance against the Broncos. And if he has a good year, he's going to be MVP. You know what I mean? He doesn't have to put those kind of numbers up. But that, if you had the question, like he has numbers close or something, you would remember that performance he put on. It's one of those that could win you an award.
Well, if it's close, let's say he and Mahomes are close. Wins are, you know, essentially the same for their teams. He's going to get it over Mahomes. Because one, as you mentioned, you just got the outlier of the 70-point game.
Right. It's hard to forget.
And
that.
You know what else, Rob? The narrative. Right? We were coming back from last year. Would he stay healthy? Rob, he doesn't even have the contract. They didn't pick up his fifth-year option. Or, right. You know, they picked it up, but he doesn't have a long-term deal. And so all of that would work in his favor. As far as that MVP vote. So, yeah, if he, you know, continues to play like this, I mean, he's hands down the MVP front runner right now.
Because they won their first two games on the road. Remember that? They beat the Chargers in the opener, Chris.
And they were good games. I mean, they didn't. Chargers were right there. That was a good game.
That was a good game.
They won
the
by
end.
Two.
Exactly. And then to go the home opener and then to destroy the Broncos. I mean, they're off to a great start. You win your first two road games, Chris, in the NFL. You know how hard it is to win on the road. I mean, that's a great start.
And Rob, I mean, he's averaging 341 yards a game. His passer rating is almost 122.
Ooh.
You know, 8 touchdowns, 2 picks. You know who's got terrific numbers, the best numbers in the league? What quarterback's got the best numbers in the league?
I know Love has about – how many in the touchdowns does he have, 6?
No. He's got Jordan Love. He doesn't have the best numbers in the league.
Okay, I know. Does he have 6 touchdowns?
But he's got a good – I think he's got 6. Let's see. He has Jordan Love, seven touchdowns, one pick.
Three games. That's not bad.
But the best numbers in the league, Rob, almost across the board, Kirk Cousins. 69.6% completions. Leads the league in yards, 358 per game. Nine touchdowns, that leads the league. Two interceptions and a passer rating of 108. But they're 0-3, so.
I know, it's kind of crazy.
I mean, it's not padding stats, but they just can't get a win. And so he has thrown two big interceptions, though, that were costly to his team. But he does have the best numbers just across the board, but obviously not in the MVP race at 0-3. We're going to talk about another quarterback who is playing hurt. Is it admirable? Or is it foolish? That's next. iCouple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
Of course, you know us as the host of the number one rated show in all of sports talk, the Paulie and Tony Fusco Show.
Yeah.
Now, the suits at Fox Sports Radio gave us this airtime because they wanted us to tell you how great our show is.
Why?
Yeah, instead of us doing that, let's just let our millions of fans do the talking.
Yeah, play the tape.
You don't know crap about sports. I mean, why am I even on this crap?
Whoa. That's the wrong tape.
Wrong tape.
Just forget that. Look, listen to the Paulie and Tony Fusco Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place is a wonderful thing. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. Rob, Joe Burrow and the Bengals played last night, got a much-needed victory. One that some think may have saved their season, 19-16 over the Los Angeles Rams.
Didn't cover the spread. Thanks, Joe Burrow. Thanks.
And we talked about it before, Rob. We didn't think he should be playing on the sore calf because of the risk of further injury. I've changed my tune on that because I spoke, and we'll have him as a guest in the third hour. But Dr. David Chow, he was a longtime team physician in the NFL for 17 years. head team physician for the San Diego Chargers. Also worked with the Bears and another and two more teams. But we were talking today before I went on First Things First. I wanted to get his opinion, and he said that that Burrow. Because my thought, Rob, was I don't care about him playing through pain. It's football. That's what you do when you can. But it was about I was worried about him risking injury with the Achilles, tearing that. And he said that he doesn't feel like he's at much more of a significant risk to tear the Achilles.
Well, they said that too, about Kevin Durant too.
Well, he said he thinks that Durant had a high Achilles strain already rather than the calf injury. And then with Aaron Rodgers, he said he doesn't think that was related to the calf. He thought that was more, you know, he's basically a 40-year-old quarterback, and it was the way he was tackled. So if – I mean, you're always at some risk playing football to get injured. But he said this calf injury does not put, in his view, Burrow at more risk of tearing the Achilles. So if that's the case – then I'm fine with it. I'm not the one to be like, don't play through any pain. Don't play through, you know, some soreness or whatever. So, you know, he said also, he said it's going to bother him at least well into October. But he said if he doesn't re-aggravate it, then it actually will gradually get better as the season goes on. So, you know, we'll be able to talk to him in the third hour, but if that's the case, Rob, then, hey, I'm fine with Joe Burrow playing, and he got him a win.
Yeah, I mean, until he gets hurt, and then that'll be the argument. But I hear you. I mean, I would look to the future and to make sure this guy's right. You could just look at the way he plays. He's not the same quarterback.
No, not close.
He can't move. I just that's the part. It's one thing to go out there and you're feeling a little pain, Chris, but you still can kind of be who you are. He's not that. They can't move the ball. They needed like 8 50-yard field goals. They can't get into the red zone. I mean, this is ugly. They don't have a touchdown in the first half of any game this year. That's right. Joe Burrow? That's
well,
not Joe Burrow.
Some of that, though,
that's
some Joe of that, I think some of that was rust. You know, I mean, remember last year, he threw 4 interceptions in the first game last year.
I get that.
But
Chris, no touchdowns in the first half and to start the season, the first three games?
No, I'm just he's saying. He's not himself.
Yeah.
I don't think they win that game without him last night. Do you?
Well,
and again,
defense,
he wasn't great
was,
by any
defense
stretch.
Was great, though, last night. You got to admit that. The defense. What before that last drive by the Rams, weren't they 0 for 10? On third down, Chris? I mean, that's how you win football.
No, he's not playing great. He only completed about 53%, I think, of his passes. So it's not that Joe Burrow, but I don't think they win that game without him.
And you remember,
and I think, Rob, he brings not just playing ability. Obviously, that's primary. But I think he's a smart player. He makes smart decisions. He's a confident player. He's a leader. And I think he makes that team much more confident. And so, look, it's going to be tough sledding. I get it. He's probably – last night he was maybe 55, 60% of the player he is. So I hear what you're saying.
It's just scary from this standpoint, Chris. If he gets hurt in game 5 or 6 – now you're eating into next year, maybe. You know what I mean? Like that's.
Well, if he gets seriously hurt, yeah. My thing is.
I mean, that's the scary part. And I'm not. He might not get hurt, and then they'll be. They took a risk, and it worked out for him. But you got to make sure he's as good as he could possibly be, and not in jeopardy of doing something that's going to set the franchise back not only this year but the start of next year. That's the part.
Yeah, I mean, that's the most, like, and just for him, you know, for the future of your franchise, obviously, but you never want to have a guy get injured seriously. And like I said, to me, Rob, that's the key. Is he in further danger? Now, again, he could get hurt, you know. It could be related. Maybe it's not related to the injury, but you still could get hurt. But if I'm, you know, if doctors, I'm sure the Bengals doctors got to be telling him this, Rob. If the risk for injury isn't, you know, significantly worse. It's mainly the Achilles.
Well, I know, but that's what they told Kevin Durant.
Well, like I said,
that's what they told Anthony
Kevin
Davis.
Kevin Durant, you and I. Well, Anthony Davis was, that ain't even comparable.
No, I'm just saying.
It was a groin injury. It wasn't.
No,
like
but
this.
They told him he was okay to play. Couldn't even play five minutes. That's what I'm saying.
He forced himself to try to play. He wanted to play. Kevin Durant, I agree. I mean, but I'm saying, I talked to this doctor. We'll talk to him in the third hour.
Did you get a second opinion?
No, but this dude is not affiliated with any team anymore. And so he's got no reason to lie about it. Now, maybe he's wrong. Maybe, you know, but he certainly doesn't have any reason to lie about it. So, again, we'll get a chance to talk to him in the third hour. But if he, you know, if he's all right to go out there and not put the Achilles at further risk, I'm fine with it. Work your way through it. It's football. All right, it's the Odd Couple. We got baseball justice coming up in a moment with David Justice, the two-time World Series champion. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I'm innocent, I told you.
It's time for baseball justice on The Odd Couple.
You're going to get your feelings hurt,
man.
With former MLB slugger David Justice.
Here's Justice. Deep to right center. Wave it.
Court is now in session.
All right, David, welcome, brother.
Dave.
What's on, fellas? Happy Tuesday.
You too. Let's get it started. All right, Terry Francona set to retire in about a week.
He's had a lot of health issues lately.
Yeah, unfortunately. As a result, it's led to an interesting debate on social media. Now, Francona, of course, won two World Series with the Red Sox in the 2000s and three Manager of the Year awards with the Guardians in 2010. So here's the debate. Where was Francona more impactful, Boston or Cleveland?
It's a layup, Dave, right?
Oh, yeah, that's a layup.
That's a slam dunk.
I can't believe you even asked that question. Boston, for sure.
Right.
He got two World Series champions.
How's that a debate on social media?
Because they hadn't won a World Series in about 90 years, right?
Exactly, Bob. They hadn't won a World Series forever, and they were bitter. Oh, they were so bitter. When I was a Yankee, we'd go in there, we swept Boston. Oh, the bitterness was just everything. But I was happy to see him finally get it. But you got to give it to Terry Francona, man, for his leadership. Listen, man.
Dave, we got a bad connection.
Yeah, let Dave call right back. Yeah, call him right back. His phone is just in and out. We can't hear.
Rob G, get him back on the line.
But Chris, I agree. Like, Terry winning that first World Series in Boston, I get it. And the reason that he's Group Manager of the Year outside of Boston is guys with good teams, Chris, normally don't win Manager of the Year.
Right.
So that's kind of standard. It's always the guys who have less talent. Who win, and they give the Manager of the Year.
Surprisingly, they're pretty good.
Yeah.
They made the playoffs.
But to win a World Series in Boston after going 86 years without one?
I'm shocked. I'm sorry. Who on social media is saying Cleveland? I mean, really?
Well, to answer your question exactly for what you said, Rob, is because no one expected much out of Cleveland at the time that they got it.
But it's not like Cleveland hadn't had any decent years.
Right,
I covered them in 95 when they went to the World Series.
Boston has never been lacking talent. They just couldn't get over the hump.
That's the hump.
Yeah, that's why they give it to him because Boston, like, he would have probably managed there his whole career had it not been for that chicken and biscuit and beer scandal. You know that?
All right, we got David back, Rob. Go ahead.
Yeah, Dave, just go ahead briefly because we just talked about it about Boston.
Oh, yeah. I'm just talking about Francona.
Yeah.
You got to put Francona up there with the Lasordas, with the Bobby Coxes, with the Blue Pinellas. And in my opinion, some of the greatest managers to ever be a part of this game. I mean, Francona, he was a difference maker. I mean, he went into Boston, a very tough place to manage. You know, a lot expected every year. And for him to go in there and get two championships, he got two, right? I mean, that's phenomenal. That's phenomenal, man. And then even to go to Cleveland, great fan base, and do what he did there. So, Francona, but the biggest impact has got to be Boston. I mean, that's the answer to the question.
No doubt about it. I, for whatever reason, I have misplaced my questions here. Go ahead, Chris. Take the.
You don't one. Have questions. I come off the top of the dome.
Yeah, okay. I don't have mine in front of me, David.
All right, David. So look, if the Giants, they've won 3 World Series in the last 13 years. That's not bad. All right, they won 107 games last year, and yet their ace Logan Webb says big changes are needed in San Francisco.
He's right
to quote create a winning culture. In your opinion. Like, what's gone wrong with the Giants, and how do they fix it?
Well, a culture is a real thing, fellas. And I've only played on one bad team where I felt like the culture was just all out of whack, and that was the 1989 Atlanta Braves team. That when I first came up for about 3 weeks, I saw a culture that was all about losing. The guys were not friends with each other. They didn't do anything with each other. They expected to lose. There was no energy. But I always say this, fellas, culture starts at the top, the organization, and then down to the manager, and then down to the players. You look at the Yankees, you know, when Steinbrenner was there, there was an expectation of excellence, okay? And it came right down into Joe Torre and then right to the team. Look at Atlanta Braves. 1990, we go out and we go get John Schuchholz. It came from Kansas City, a winning mentality. He instilled a whole different philosophy into these young players. And then we bring Bobby Cox back to the dugout and one of the old school baseball minds. Show up on time and play hard. That's all you got to do. And everyone was treated equally. And then also, you got to have some type of leadership within your players. When you see a player make this comment, you know he's been in conversation with other guys on the team. Right. They don't like coming to the yard. The environment is not a fun environment to play in. Yep. And that's what he's speaking to. So now I got to question the manager, because it's up to the manager to create that environment in which the player wants to come and play and succeed. That's where I'm going. I'm going to the manager. You got to create that environment. If he's not creating it, you can pick any one of those spots. Either change your GM, change your manager. But if you're gonna change your culture, that's where it starts, fellas.
Okay. Hey, Dave, we ran out of time. We got one more question. Okay, here we go. One more. And you got about a minute or so in this. If the playoffs were to start today, the Braves and the Orioles would have the two top lines of the postseason bracket, right? Obviously. So should those two teams be considered the favorites to make the World Series, the Braves and the Orioles? And if not those two, who would you have?
Well, you can't pick a favorite right now, Rob. And I'm going to tell you, the Braves got some issues in that starting rotation. They got two guys that are on the mend right now. Hurt. Listen, the 162 games establishes who all goes to the playoffs. But once we get 0-0, once beginning those playoffs, everyone can be beaten, Rob. All of these teams can beat each other. It's going to come down to the pitching, solid defense, and who gets the timely hitting. All of these teams are very capable. Yeah, there's some teams that are strong. Atlanta is strong. Baltimore looks great. Heck, man, don't ever count out the Dodgers. Yep. But for three weeks, it's going to come down. Always comes down to which team is playing their best baseball. Any one of these teams can win it.
All right. And guess
that
what?
We
got four
David
more
Justice.
Weeks of David Justice during the playoffs in October, Dave. So we appreciate that.
Thank you, Dave. Yep. Have a good night. All right, it's your time to shine. It's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, 877-99 on Fox. Trash Talking Tuesday is next. Your turn to call in and trash anyone or anything in the world of sports. You got 30 to 40 seconds to do so.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studios, The Odd Couple, and we're sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, therapy can bring out a whole new you, and BetterHelp makes it easy to match with a licensed therapist. You can get 10% off your first month of online therapy at BetterHelp.com/iCouple. That's BetterHelp.com/iCouple. Trash Talking Tuesday is now.
Don't you ever talk about me!
It's Trash Talking Tuesday.
It's your teeth, Reggie. I don't know whether to smile at you or kick a field goal, man.
All right, here we go, Chris. Let's start with Brandon in Phoenix. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Brandon?
Hey, Rob and Chris. How you guys doing?
Doing
good,
great,
man. How are you?
Good, good. So I'm a diehard Steelers fan. I can trash talk Matt Canada and that clown offense all day long, just getting frustrated every single day. But I'm going to start with the Denver Broncos. Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry, but Sean Payton was supposed to be the savior of this Denver Broncos team. They went and traded everything to go make him a head coach. And now he's getting mad that his team's getting blown out by 70. Yeah, it's obviously frustrating, but I'm sorry, but you're in charge of the team and getting all upset with the reporters just bringing up a fact. So I'm just tired of the Denver Broncos just crying. I'm tired of Sean Payton just making a big old deal for the last 15 years since he's been a head coach. So
there you go. Was only 50. Not
unbelievable.
70.
I know. Seems like he's older than that. Eric in Oregon, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Eric?
Rob, Chris, I'm going to add more trash to the Jets trash can. I'm tired of hearing about the Jets quarterback problem, and then they go out and get Trevor Cinnamon Roll, who ain't going to do nothing but get ate up like a fresh pastry coming out of Parker's mom's kitchen. And after last weekend, I think they can now call Bill Belichick daddy. And, wow. Rob, can I get a six and stay?
Stick and stay, America.
America!
As we continue, that's right.
Wow,
no doubt.
You made Rob's day.
No doubt. Stick and stay, Chris. That's what we do. Let's go to Mason in Phoenix. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Mason?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
How are you?
Good afternoon.
Good, good, good. Long time listener, first time caller.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, of course. Thank you, gentlemen. Something struck a chord with me this weekend. I'm 25. Kirk Ferentz has been the head coach of Iowa my entire life. My entire life. And I don't know where this team has any sense of direction. I don't know where it's going. We have nepotism at its finest. His son is an offensive coordinator. Mm. He has no idea what he's doing. Absolute joke. I hope Michigan State blows us out by 50. I hope Michigan State blows us out by 50 this week because, we
Mason,
need to get rid of this coach.
I don't want to interrupt you, but real quick, Chris, I think, am I wrong? Did they lose to Penn State, right?
Yes,
and Chris, they had four first downs in the game. Penn State had 31. Four first
downs.
That's
crazy. That is nuts.
Wow. Absolutely crazy. Ricky in Florida, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Ricky?
What's up, Rob, Chris? Thanks for letting me in, man.
Yes, sir.
You know, my mom's going through that stuff, and, you know, I'm her therapy. You guys are my therapy.
Thank you, man.
We watched Young and the Restless, Bold and Beautiful, and NFL football, and Taylor Swift and Kelce, this new soap opera going on. I've got to say, Kelce, what are you doing? Did you see his mother with her in the booth? He don't even want her up in there. You better eat some more Campbell's soup, put some meat on some bones of that, or get some girl with some fitness. She does not belong in the NFL. Enough. I want my football back. That's it. Thank you.
Wow. There you go. Wow. Right. Keep the romance
really
to yourself.
Stuck in his craw.
How much time we got? Can we squeeze in one more in?
Yes.
Do we have time for Mace?
As long as it's not Mace.
Not Mace.
Mace got to cut it in half.
All right, Mace, real quick from San Diego. Who you trashing, Mace?
The Los Angeles Chargers, a.k.a. the Los Angeles Chokers. I call them for what they really are. I freaking hate this team. I was once a diehard fan when they played here in my city. However, that Oxygen Stealer, Viagra Puppy degenerate owner Dean Spanos moved them to L.A. where there's no fan base. Every home game is dominated by the visiting team. The Chokers are so pathetic. This team's M.O. is constantly blowing leads and losing. The difference between the Chokers and a $1 bill is that a $1 bill is actually worth four quarters.
Very nice.
That was nice.
Nice. We got nice. Gary in Houston. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Gary?
Nick Wright. Where did he get the nerve to criticize the Jets for hiring Aaron Rodgers' friend? His old podcast about giving his kids opportunities they don't deserve or unqualified for and promoting his wife's sport. His son got a job with Fox just because Fox likes Nick. The next time one of these NFL owners hires some unqualified white guys, Nick will be the loudest and proudest crying about marriage. Nick is throwing stones when he himself lives in a glass house.
Wow.
Coming hard at my man.
I didn't know that. Is Nick's son the executive producer of the show, First Things First, Chris? I didn't know that.
No, he doesn't work on First Things First. He does not work on First Things First.
All right.
Me and Alex will gladly take nepotism from the
Couple. We got 2 hours left.
Absolutely.
We don't have any nepotism going.
But if
y'all know what
we'll
to do, keep it locked. It's the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
So no job?
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.